When you want to grow your business, use Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Seamlessly collaborate with your team using a suite of built-in tools and features to make your workday easier, like huddles to schedule impromptu meetings and avoid another calendar invite, or Workflow Builder, which lets you automate routine tasks so you can spend more time on the work that matters most. Slack. Grow your business here. Learn more at slack.com.
Keep it in the family.
Who better to have in your corner than your brother or sister?
Holy f***.
Who will be joining you in your search for love?
Because it's loyalty over royalty.
One day this will be your kingdom.
Host Jared Hall will return later this month, but for today, I'm Chanel Johnson from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch this weekend, Friday, September 2nd to Sunday, September 4th. We're counting down the weekend's top five must-see picks from TV and movies, but first, your entertainment headlines. When Saturday Night Live returns this fall, it'll be short a few more cast members. Melissa Villaseñor, Alex Moffat, and Aristotle Athari are departing the show and will not return for the upcoming season 48. The three comedians aren't the only stars who are stepping away. Earlier this year, news broke that SNL mainstays Kate McKinnon, Adi Bryant, Kyle Mooney, and Pete Davidson would be leaving the show after the season 47 finale in May. The show has yet to announce any new cast members or a premiere date for season 48. Actor Tim Roth is the first to admit that he never thought he'd return to Marvel after 2008's The Incredible Hulk, but then Marvel asked if he'd do a quick VO cameo in Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings. And then Marvel called again to ask if Roth would join this year's She-Hulk series. Roth says he originally did the 2008 film because he thought it would be fun for his kids. So about his return, he says, quote, "I felt that it was just a lovely way to revisit my children's childhood. I loved the notion of that." We're sure MCU fans are loving it too. She-Hulk airs Thursdays on Disney+. Former Glee star Lea Michele again addressed allegations that she has created toxic work environments in the past as she prepares to star in Broadway's Funny Girl. While she wouldn't get into specifics, she did tell the New York Times, quote, "I have an edge to me. I work really hard. I leave no room for mistakes. That level of perfectionism or that pressure of perfectionism left me with a lot of blind spots." Michelle went on to explain that she understands, quote, "the importance and value now of being a leader as the principal star of a project." Her Funny Girl debut is set for Tuesday, September 6th. Unfortunately, it's time for a goodbye, Dancing with the Stars fans. Lindsay Arnold is saying bye-bye to the ballroom, at least for now. After more than 10 years, the Dancing with the Stars pro announced that she will not be returning for season 31. Arnold, who is mom to two-year-old daughter Sage, explained that she is sashaying away from the show to put her family first, but she hasn't ruled out returning to the series in the future. Dancing with the Stars returns September 19th. For more on all of these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head to EW.com.
Number five.
Travel through space and time for our number five pick, the season premiere of Rick and Morty. Over the past five seasons, Rick and Morty has become one of the most popular sci-fi shows in all pop culture. The titular characters now adorn t-shirts, pop up in video games like Fortnite and Multiverses, and regularly are referenced online. That audience interest has allowed Rick and Morty to build up its own mythology. Though the show usually keeps its lore secrets close to the vest, the season 6 premiere starts off by answering some big questions, which felt necessary coming off that epic season 5 finale. Take it from the showrunner Scott Martyr.
We had a lot of loose threads that we needed to answer, so it was certainly important to us to give a big first episode back that really delivered on what the finale from season 5 had left open, but we wanted to do something that did that, but then got us into what we're good at doing, which are just episodes 602 and onward that are great standalone ones. For me, season 6 is a nice step up on season 5 in that it's got great episodes, but it's also got a little bit more continuity and self-awareness and a little bit more interconnectivity than the previous one, as well as a balance in canon and non-canon.
So whether you're interested in learning Rick's backstory or just seeing him and Morty go off on crazy sci-fi adventures, season 6 should have what you're looking for. Check out the premiere on Adult Swim this Sunday at 11.
Number 4.
Spooky season is almost upon us, and our next pick will have you ready to break out the Halloween decor and pumpkin spice lattes. Netflix's Devil in Ohio, which is adapted from showrunner Daria Politan's novel of the same name, stars Emily Deschanel as Susan, a psychiatrist who takes in a young patient who escaped a satanic cult. Suzanne is determined to protect her patient from her terrible past at all costs, putting her own family and life in danger in the process. Deschanel tells EW what to expect from that creepy new series, which is at once a family drama, a creepy cult tale, and a coming-of-age story.
Yeah, I think it's just different elements to explore that I thought was really fascinating. And obviously those two worlds kind of come together in this show and the story, where you have someone who is escaping a, you know, cult background, and then that collides with like a family drama where maybe things aren't as perfect as they seem from the outside, and maybe there's some things happening already in the family. And I found it fascinating to kind of explore how fragile things can be, how fragile relationships can be, and families can be, and even our own psychology or our psyche can be. And so how one element can come in and change things in a very impactful way. I found that really fascinating.
To make matters creepier, the book and series are also inspired by a true story. In addition to Deschanel, Sam Yeager, Gerardo Salasco, Madeline Arthur, Zaria Dotson, Alicia Newton, and Naomi Tan also star. All 8 episodes of Devil in Ohio are streaming on Netflix now. The sibling love is strong on our next pick, the series premiere of Dated and Related. The new Netflix reality dating series is set up like any other. It takes place in the south of France, and a group of scantily clad single hotties come together to look for love. But this time, there's a twist. A new kind of wing woman or man is there to help you on your journey to find love. And who knows better than your own brother or sister? That's right, pairs of siblings and one set of cousins will be helping each other find love. Here's a preview.
When it comes to the battle for love,
I like what I see.
Should you keep it in the family?
What?
Who better to have in your corner than your brother or sister?
Holy f***.
Who will be joining you in your search for love?
This is awkward. I'm coming in hot.
Right now, I don't think any of these guys are good enough for my sister.
What can I say?
Most of the time, she goes to the bad boy trap.
Hello. I think it's going to be so awkward to see our sibling flirting.
What's on the menu?
Me? I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
When love is on the line, will these siblings find the one?
I'm coming for your man.
Or will they go home empty-handed?
You've used me as a stepping stone big time.
There has to be someone out there that wants to be with me as much as I want to be with them.
That was emotional, man.
Yeah, wasn't that? Welcome to the
family. I'm going to do what I have to do to protect my sister. Don't be disrespectful.
So she can say something to me, but I can't protect myself?
You two just influence each other, bro. There's no point talking.
We've taken the most risks, the most shots. I don't want to leave here with any regrets.
What in the magic mic is going on here?
It got pretty hot. Welcome to the
family. No one's going to stand in my way.
He's just playing a game.
I feel like I'm being mugged off right now.
He can't go around treating girls like this.
I don't know what the hell is going to happen.
Could your sibling be the answer to finding everlasting love? Time to find out on
Dated and Related. Sibling rivalries will come out, and overprotective brothers might get the last word. See what happens on the series premiere of Dated and Related, streaming now on Netflix. It's trivia time. There's no shortage of iconic characters and talented voice actors on the hit animated show Rick and Morty. Chris Parnell voices Jerry on the show, Morty's father and Rick's son-in-law, who's timid yet loyal. But a different actor auditioned to voice the character in the early stages of production. Who was it? Bryan Cranston, Dan Harmon, or Chris Kattan? Stick around for the answer. The rise and fall of Armie Hammer is explored in our number 2 pick, Discovery Plus's House of Hammer. The new docuseries dives into the allegations of sexual assault and cannibalism leveled against the actor. But the three-part docuseries is not just about Hollywood's golden boy. It dives deeper into the troubled Hammer family, including a lineage of violent and even murderous men. At the center of the series is Casey Hammer, Army's estranged aunt and the author of the 2015 memoir Surviving My Birthright, which recounts her life as a member of the prominent Hammer family spearheaded by her grandfather, the billionaire oil tycoon Armand Hammer. Here's a preview.
How did Armie Hammer go from Hollywood golden boy to an alleged abuser?
When all this came out about Armie, I was not shocked.
You just don't wake up and become this dark controller abuser.
This behavior, it's deep rooted. On the outside, we were a perfect family, but magnify succession a million times. And it was my family. If you believe about making deals with the devil, the Hammers are top of the totem pole. Every generation in my family has been involved in dark misdeeds, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. I know my grandfather had a dark side, but I saw my father's dark side firsthand. And I've seen my brother's dark side. It was like a monster unleashed. Now it's Armie Hammer. It's just generation to generation.
Casey, who remains estranged from her family due to trauma she endured as a child, vows to reveal the, quote, dark, twisted secrets of the Hammer family in the official teaser. In a recent conversation with EW, Casey spoke about her decision to partake in the docuseries, citing the importance of spotlighting the multi-generational abuse within her family and advocating for survivors as a survivor herself.
I wanted to talk about the victims, and that was the true spotlight of everything, because for me, victims and abuse, I wanted to be an advocate for their healing. And again, it's sad because you're isolated, you're blamed, you're shamed, you're all kinds of crazy things, especially when it's a powerful, famous, wealthy family. It's scary. So then when the producers reached out and said they had read my book and wanted to tell the story this way, it was one of those moments where I knew they would do an amazing job. And it was really one of those leap of faith where you just kind of trust the universe has your back. And I recently saw it a couple times, and believe me, I am so grateful to what was put forward, and mostly to the victims that came out and everybody that participated in it. Because again, for me, it exposes not only Army, but it exposes my family and what I've been saying for the last 61 years about the multi-generational abuse by the men and just the bad behavior. But because I was raised that way, I didn't know any better. And we didn't have social media. So it's not like I could check to see if there were other wealthy families that were this dysfunctional.
For a glimpse into the powerful Hammer dynasty, tune in to House of Hammer, available to stream now on Discovery Plus. Don't move. What to Watch will be right back after this break.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. The family that stays together slays together, and that couldn't be more true for our soundbite of the week, the new trailer for season 2 of The Kardashians. The Hulu reality show is back on September 22nd, and so is the drama, tears, and of course, glam looks. And in a large family of all K names, there's sure to be a slip up here and there. Take a listen to matriarch and momager Kris.
First time trying on my wedding dress.
I'm just so excited for Khloé and Travis.
Not Khloé and Travis.
No. Whatever. It starts with a K.
Number 1. Welcome back to Middle Earth. More than 20 years after Peter Jackson brought Lord of the Rings to the big screen with his film trilogy, Amazon Prime Video is coming to the small screen with The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power. The epic new TV series is set thousands of years before familiar faces like Frodo Baggins wander through the Shire, and the show is a gorgeous spectacle charting evil's return to Middle-earth and Sauron's original rise to power. Here's a preview.
My brother gave his life hunting the enemy. His task is now mine.
Speak your truth. We already know.
Stand with me. Ours was no chance meeting.
Search your mind.
Not fate.
It's written in gold.
Nor destiny. Ours was the work of something greater.
Each of us, every one, must decide who we shall be.
I am not the hero you seek.
Whatever it was you did, be free of it.
One day this will be your kingdom.
Raise your sail and then let go.
Choose not the path of fear, but that of faith.
One thing we can do, better than any creature in all Middle-earth, we stay true to each other with our hearts even bigger in our feet.
We can survive this. You and I.
Commander! Wait!
No! We keep moving!
Why do you keep fighting?
There is a tempest in me.
You have fought long enough, Galadriel. Put up your sword.
Without it, what am I to be?
The first two episodes of The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power are streaming now on Prime Video. And follow along with EW's new Lord of the Rings podcast, All Rings Considered, as we talk Tolkien and do a deep dive into the show, featuring interviews with the series cast and creators. Trivia. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Chris Parnell voices the timid Jerry on Rick and Morty, but a different actor auditioned to voice the character in the early stages of production. Who was it? Bryan Cranston, Dan Harmon, or Chris Kattan? And the answer is Bryan Cranston. The Breaking Bad star auditioned for the role, but ultimately it went to the SNL alum Parnell. The creators of the show admitted that the storyline for Pickle Rick was actually inspired by none other than Walter White from Breaking Bad. That's our show for today. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you next week. So be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm audio director Chanel Berlin Johnson. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Chanel Berlin. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp, edited by Lauren Klein, produced by Ashley Boucher, and executive produced and hosted by me, Chanel Berlin Johnson.
What to Watch.